The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Today is, we are speaking on next level via divine protection. Next level via divine protection. We are in a country whereby many people are afraid. So much fear everywhere. You know, there was a time, it's even on the internet. I'm not going to tell you which website, but there's a particular country. It's one of the most powerful countries in Nigeria, in the world. If you log into their website of the country, like the country, they're going to tell you some countries you should not travel to. Nigeria is one of them. They advise their citizens, don't travel to this particular country because it is filled with evil. But I know that the testimony of this nation is turning around. How many of us know a resounding amen that our God can do it? I know the testimony of this nation is coming around in the name of Jesus. So divine protection, I'm telling you that we all need to be protected. Not just from, you know, the one I just said is we have so much insecurity. Many people cannot move at night freely. Many people can't travel by road to some particular places. Fear of kidnappers, fear of terror, fear of... aside from the physical insecurity, there is also the invisible insecurity. I heard of a young guy, handsome young guy, that got married late November. And by late December, his obituary came out. And I was wondering, what happened? He just slumped, and that was the end. I said to myself, it's invisible forces. How can you? They waited for him to get married. 1 month, they made the woman a widow, sharp, sharp. God will not give you such testimonies. I said, may we not have such testimonies? In long and short, there are both, there is another level of physical forces. The terrorists, the thieves, robbers, there's another level of invisible forces, forces that you don't see. Even if you travel from here to anywhere, those forces are still real. They are as real as anything. But more real is our own sure security in God. The kind of security, the kind of protection I'm talking about tonight is divine protection. Somebody say divine protection. Divine protection is the act of supernaturally shielding someone from harm, danger, or injury. It is God's way of defending man from evil. Because of my time, and I have some points to quickly touch tonight, I'm going to be very fast. But I pray that as I'm speeding, the Lord will drop everything that needs to be dropped in your heart tonight in Jesus' name. Quickly, how can you enjoy divine protection? Number one. How can you enjoy divine protection? Number one, seek God and remain obedient. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. He says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Seek God and remain obedient. When you seek God, you can't die cheap. When you seek God, he says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Part of the good of the land is divine protection. How many of you have, anywhere there is treasure, there is always heavy security. How many of us know that? Oh, okay, if you go to, apology to any military personnel that is around here, or if you want to intend to join, I don't know, or anybody watching. You know, if you go to the civil defense, you can easily walk in there. You understand? If you go to the police, you can easily walk in and say, I'm looking for whatever. But, or if you go to anybody that has, let me use another illustration. If you have anybody that has, piggy bank in your house, for the children that have, piggy bank is like, we call it kolo, you know. You can just put your kolo in an open place. Anybody can go there and drop money. That's it. If you have a safe in your office, in your house, it will need a combination. Anybody can just go there if you are sent. You know, nobody needs to bounce you. But there's a particular organization called the Central Bank of Nigeria. If you want to walk into a commercial bank, you can easily walk into a commercial bank, right? And you just walk in. It is the electronic door that will pass you. But when you get to CBN, because it is CBN and everybody knows that it is CBN, you don't enter, have worked there before. So you just don't go in and say, they will ask you and drill you, where are you going, which office, from which direction, which, you must have a place where you are going. Why? Because it is a place whereby the entire money of the nation rests. Somebody say praise the Lord. What am I trying to say is, anywhere there is heavy security, heavy treasure, it is always, is backed up by heavy security. In other words, if you are willing and obedient, when you are an obedient child, you are already a treasure in the hands of God. Hence, the heavenly host dispatches security to you already. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Heavenly host dispatches security unto you. David was a king that all through his life, he fought so many battles. He fought so many. But this was a man that he sought the Lord and he remained obedient. He sought the Lord and he remained obedient. Sir, David never lost a battle. Never. I ask myself, it's not because his strategy or his battle, whatever, was so mighty that he must have come across armies that were bigger than him, stronger than him, you know, mightier than him. But yet, this man never lost a battle. One of the secrets of David was that he sought the Lord and he remained obedient. There was a story in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 23 from verse 5 to 14. 1 Samuel 23 from verse 5 to 14. Because of my time, I'll just paraphrase. David, the people of Keilah, knew that the Philistines were coming for them. And so if they didn't cry for help, they were going to be wasted. So they cried for help. And David sought the Lord as his usual. Lord, do I go to rescue these people? The Lord said, why not? Go ahead. And then he went there and he rescued them. He delivered them from the Philistines. And when he finished delivering them, in fact, before he went there, his men advised him and said, oh, Oga, don't go. Even we are hibernating. Don't let Saul hear that we are rescuing. He will come after us. And lo and behold, the words of his men came to pass. Saul heard that he was there and he was coming for him. But David, out of human flesh, felt, I just rescued Keilah. Alright? So, normally, they should also be of help. How many of us have ever experienced somebody you have helped? Somebody that has lived in your house? Somebody that you have done a lot for? And then all of it, it's time for the person to pay back. The person does as if you never did anything for him. How many of us have ever experienced that? Oh, a million times I have. Honestly, but you know something, it's just to teach you that our help is not in man. The Bible says, vain is the help of man. Our protection is in God. So this man, he did imagine, but if he had believed that Keilah, I just helped them. No. Their counselor should be able to shield me. Man, just stay on guard and be ready. But you know, he was his nature. He sought the Lord again and asked, God, will they deliver? I just want to ask you for asking, because I know they won't. But will they deliver me into the hands of Saul? I heard Saul is coming. Oh yes, my son David, they will deliver you. Keep running. Are you serious? God, I'm very serious. But I just helped him. I said, I'm very serious. And then what he did, he ran. But something amazing. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Samuel 23 verse 14. Quickly. 1 Samuel 23 media verse 14. And David abode in the wilderness, in the strongholds. David kept on running, all right? In the strongholds. And remained in a mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day. How can a king leave his mission? Leave his entire palace? Leave all he has been assigned to do? He just wanted David down. But when a man has enjoyed divine protection, irrespective of the army, irrespective of the sophistication, you can't die cheap. Somebody said, I can't die cheap. I am divinely protected. This man, he said, Saul sought him every day. He wakes up, and where is David today? He wakes up tomorrow, where is David? But God, somebody say God, God. But God delivered him not into his hands. The Lord would not deliver you into the hands of your enemies this year. That amen is not born again. I say, God will not deliver you into the hands of your enemies this year. No matter how hard they try. Saul tried. Day every day he sought him. But one thing worked for David. He sought the Lord and he remained obedient. It's a different thing for you to seek the Lord. It's another thing for you to remain obedient. The grace to be obedient this year, the Lord will give to you. Quickly, number two, how can you enjoy divine protection? Keep speaking boldly and openly. Keep speaking boldly and openly. Luke 21 verse 15 says, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to gainsay or resist. God will give you a mouth and wisdom. Your mouth is not for eating alone, but if your enemies will not be able to gainsay or resist, that means your mouth is for your deliverance. Your mouth is for your protection. You can't keep quiet. David told Goliath, he was having a catapult. He said, I'm going to bring down your head. I'm going to cut it. Brethren, he didn't have a sword, but he had a mouth. He had a wisdom that Goliath could not be able to gainsay. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You have been given a weapon, especially if you are a child of God. Your mouth and wisdom of God is for you to tell your enemies, I can't be defeated. Tell yourself, I cannot be defeated. I am divinely protected. Your mouth protects you or it gives you up. Psalm 91 verse 1 to 2. Quickly, Psalm 91 verse 1 to 2. Psalm 91 verse 1 to 2. For he shall, Psalm verse 1 to 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2, that's where I'm going to. And then I will say of the Lord. Somebody say, I will say of the Lord. I will say, it's my refuge and my fortress. That means your deliverance comes in your saying. Your saying. Somebody is involved in an accident. You say, Mogbe, such words should not come out of your mouth. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Moku, such words should not come out. I'm finished. My sickness, my stomach pain, my this. Your mouth delivers you. Some people, they have not even... I heard that there was a story of a woman. Her husband was diagnosed of COVID and was taken to intensive care. She said, to Wumbaje, and that was it. Eventually, the woman died. The woman came out of the COVID. I mean, of the woman is still alive. The woman is gone. Watch your mouth. Your mouth has your deliverance. It has the power to protect you. Tell your neighbor, watch your mouth. The 12 spies were sent. The 12 spies were sent to go spy that land. God had already given them the land. So he sent the 12 spies. 10 of them saw it. This is the land that God has given you. See, many, a lot of times, when God gives you a place, he doesn't give you free. There is what to do. It doesn't mean that you, when you get there, yes, they will fight. But it's already a won battle. Somebody say, praise the Lord. This year, there will be challenges, but God has already given you. He has declared this year as your year of more than enough. This year, you cannot be wasted. This year, you can't die cheap. Have that you are divinely protected. Somebody, your neighbor, I'm divinely protected. The 12 spies went, 10 of them came back and said, we look like grasshoppers. Human beings, to grasshopper, even a baby, to grasshopper, look at the difference. He said, we look like grasshoppers. And that was what they were. They died like grasshoppers in that place. They never moved on. Your mouth delivers you. Tell your neighbor, your mouth will not give you up for evil. I said, your mouth will not give you up for evil. I heard a story of a young man. That man worked, he just got a job in the federal government, parastatal, in Abuja. So in that parastatal, there's this janitor. She's an old woman. Not too old, but everybody kind of revered her because she was, anything she says, she kind of have, she always has her way. You know, when she says, that person is in for trouble. So everybody kind of revered her and they were afraid of her. In other words, she was termed a witch in the office. So there was a limit to what they could relate with her and the likes. But this young man didn't know. He was a vibrant Christian. So the woman had swept a place. So the young man passed by, and as he passed, the woman felt, where she got me by me now, okay, you're funny, me ori, you know, oh, Momisha, and then the woman did like this as usual. So the man was going, he said, no. He went back and said, what did you just say? I didn't worry. The guy now said, do you know who I am? The woman looked back. I said, do you know who I am? before the end of today, the earth rejects you. Do you know, lo and behold, that woman, the following morning, was looking for that young man. The young man said it and had forgotten. What am I trying to say? Keep speaking openly and boldly. There is power, especially when you are a man or a woman that seeks God and you remain obedient. He says, I will give you a mouth. The following day, the woman was looking for this man. What, there was this person looking for you. Kilo, why are you looking for me? The guy had forgotten what he said. He said, she couldn't sleep. She had a dream that, alas, she saw somebody brought to her two coffins. I said she should pick one. Ha. That means she would die. Pick one. It's not an option. It's either you pick A or you pick B. That means you're a dead meat. So she came running. She has encountered power, which past power. But that guy, if not for his words, came back and said, the earth rejects you. What, do you know who I am? And it's true. Many Christians don't know your worth. You don't know who you are. Somebody said, do you know who I am? Ask your neighbor, do you know who I am? Hallelujah. Number three, how do you get divinely protected? Keep walking by faith. Faith is the substance of things, the evidence of things, not substance of things, or for the evidence of things not seen. Faith is what delivers to you your inheritance. Faith gives you divine protection. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 says, but the just shall live by his faith. That means the just shall be protected by his faith. In Galatians chapter 3 verse 11 also says, the just shall live by faith. That means can only live. So many Christians have been wasted because of what? Fear. The opposite of faith is fear. Ephesians 6 verse 16, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. All the fiery darts of the wicked. Faith is key. Many Christians, the just shall live by faith. Faith is like the oxygen that a Christian should breathe in. You can't confess negatively. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith. There's a story, it's online. Last year, I think I was sharing with Pastor Moshebi last year. There was a woman, I read it. I even saw on it was in CNN. A 102 or one, either 102 or 103. 102 woman. She was being wheeled out. That was early last year or last year. In the heat of COVID. She was being wheeled out of the hospital. This woman was labeled to have survived the Spanish flu. She was 100 and she's still alive. She survived the Spanish flu. She was struck with cancer. She came out of cancer. She was struck with COVID. She was being wheeled out again. She was termed COVID-free. Someone, which is a 102 woman, I'll be 103. She refused to give up. They asked her, what has been keeping you? She said, I believe I still have something to do. This woman, 102, 103, somebody of 30 years old, will not put mask. Or ordinary cough, they will say, Abi, it's COVID. No, before COVID came, was there no cough? Somebody's running small temperature and say, check it. There was a time I will not mention. Somebody, a governor, declared, I heard it though, that any malaria symptom is COVID. You know the governor, I won't mention, but for the sake of, may the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Faith, rugged faith. We are in the era of rugged faith. The just shall live by faith. That means the just can die by fear. If the person dies, somebody will die here. But if the person dies, the angels will tell you, welcome. Oh man of little faith, that's your place. Praise the Lord. The just shall live by faith. Faith, by it, elders obtain. Faith is one of the things that can preserve you. Divine protection. We are in the era whereby you have to be rugged. Tell your neighbor, you have to be rugged. Or else the enemy will plays you cheap. Plays you cheap. So you can't die cheap. You know something? There was this young lady. I heard a story. This young lady, her grandmother, great-grandmother, died of breast cancer at a particular age. Her mom also had breast cancer at a particular age. So she was already turning towards that age. Do you know what she began to do? She went to get medications for herself of cancer. She began to use it. She had not been diagnosed yet. But she began to use the medication. That is fear of the highest order. Excuse me. You might be here tonight. Something may have taken your forefathers away. Maybe they had a covenant with the devil. I don't know. But that is your forefather. It transpired. Generational curse. I don't care. It came to your great-grandmother. It took her. It came to your father. It took him. But, sir, I've come to tell you this night. It can't take you. It can't take you. Do you know why? It's in the Bible. Quickly, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 29 to 30. Help me open. Jeremiah 31, verse 29 to 30. In those days, they shall say no more. The fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on the edge. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on the edge. That means if my forefather transacted with the devil, that is their own. The devil has no right to transfer the repercussion on me, especially because I'm a believer. You might be here tonight. Your great-grandmother died of something. Oh, good. He passed on to your mom. But the devil has no right to pass it to you. You know what? If the devil is interested in transacting with the business, let him go and wake up the dead and continue that business. Because he has no right over you. The devil has no right over you. I was sharing with somebody 2 days ago. I said, when you are in school, if your uniform... Okay, sorry. Praiseway Academy now. We use gray and red and white. That's the uniform. Alright? If you leave Praiseway Academy now, and you go to another school, I don't want to publicize any other school. Let's say Hope School, right? And Hope School wears color yellow. You can't go to Hope School wearing gray uniform. You will be odd. You are not a member of that place. Brethren, many of us have that mentality. Jesus has ported us. He has removed us from the kingdom of darkness. He has brought us into the kingdom of light. You are supposed to live by the rules in that place. In the kingdom of light, there is divine protection. But when you still live in fear, you'll eventually be sent out. Go back to where you belong. May you not be sent out. Tell your neighbor, may you not be sent out. You are not a victim. You should not be a victim of fear. This year, you will not die cheap. This year, you will not die cheap. What took your forefather or took anybody from your family cannot take you and will not take you in the name of Jesus. In John chapter 14, verse 23, it says, John 14, 23, but everyone, 14, 23, John 14, 23, because of my time, John 14, 23, we carry both Jesus and the Father. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, move fast. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. You cannot carry both Jesus and God and be fearful of one village demon. No, you cannot be afraid of your village. Whatever, you carry a great God. Somebody say, I carry a great God. When you carry, you cannot be afraid of traveling. They will clear. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Divine protection. When you know who you carry, you are not afraid of going to some places. You are not afraid because you know that there is a fire. You are a walking fire. Somebody say, praise the Lord. This year, you are divinely protected. No evil will come for you in the name of Jesus. Do you know that it is insanity for a man that is on the fourth floor of a building to be shaking, and they're asking him, oh, Benny, what is making you shake? It is the bulldog that is barking on the ground floor. That is confirming insanity now. Why? The bulldog cannot jump up to the fourth floor. That is how some Christians operate. You are on the fourth floor. Bible says we are seated far above. Where are you seated? Where are you seated? Ephesians 1 verse 21. Far above principalities and powers. You are seated far. That is your location. You are seated far above. You can't come. In fact, far above, that means above, because of my time. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Quickly, number 4, continue to serve God. continue to serve God. Only those in active service of a company are entitled to salary. How many of us know that? As a worker or a servant, you can only draw pay from any organization as long as you are still in active service of that organization. Yes or no? Only those in active service can draw pay. There are also benefits in kind. Accountants call them BIK. All right? Benefits in kind, whatever allowance, wardrobe allowance, this allowance. You are entitled to such because you are still in active service. Exodus 23, verse 25 to 26. It reveals to us something. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. And ye shall serve. For as long as you are serving, he says he will bless your bread and water. And I, he didn't say God. You know, sometimes when you say I, go and tell him I. That's authority. I will take away sickness from the midst of thee. That's divine protection. The next verse. There shall nothing cast their young. This year, no woman will cast away their young. No man will bury their own children. It says, nor be barren in their land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Tap your neighbor and say, the number of your days you will fulfill. The number of your days God will fulfill. He said, I will fulfill. That is divine protection. The number of your days. God has designed you to live 120. Genesis 6 verse 3. That's the number of age. That is if you. That is what you desire. The number of your days. I will fulfill. You will fulfill the number of your days. I said you will fulfill the number of your days. But it comes in the place of service. If ye, what? And ye shall serve. And ye shall serve. And ye shall serve. There is no, you can't go to NNPC and ask for pay when you have not served. They will put you in the psychiatric hospital. That's it. Check her. Check him. You cannot draw where you have not served. Brethren, I've come to encourage you this year. Serve God more. It's a check for divine protection. It's a check. Job 36 verse 11. He says, if ye obey and serve him, you shall spend your days in what? In prosperity and your years in pleasure. Hezekiah pulled a good one. He was going to be rounded up, but God told him, and he told God, Oluwami, you can't do that. I served. And he pulled it up and he showed God. And God said, sorry, my son, it's okay. Add more years to his life. You cannot be wasted, sir. You can't die young if you are in service. Somebody say you are in service. Be in service. Tell your neighbor, be in service. Be in service. Be in service. You will not die prematurely this year. No sickness will cut your life short in the name of Jesus. Luke 10, 17 to 19 says, as you go about the master's work, this year, Luke 10, 17 to 19. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Quickly, let's jump to verse 19. The power, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing. Somebody say nothing. This year, nothing will hurt you. I said nothing will hurt you. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 15. The people made up their mind to serve God. And immediately they made up their mind. God gave them something. Bible says he gave them rest round about. When you enter the covenant of service, God gives you rest round about. If there's anything challenging you in any area that you feel just like Hezekiah pulled it and asked God, you can pull it up and say, Lord, you promise to give me rest round about. This year you will enjoy rest round about. You will enjoy rest round about in the name of Jesus. The last loss your family recorded is the last loss they will ever record. No one will lose a child or any family member this year. You will not lose any family member to kidnappers. You will not lose any of them to terrorists. This year God will give you rest. I say God will give you rest. In your business he will give you rest. In your job he will give you rest. Over your children he will give you rest. Over your career he will give you rest. Over your family members, he will give you rest. In the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 105, verse 13 to 14. He says, when they went from one nation to another, and they went from one nation to another, what happened? From one kingdom to another kingdom. The next verse. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake. And he did what? He said what? The next verse. Touch not my anointed. You have become a touch not from tonight. I say you are the touch not of the Lord. The mark of touch not rests upon you. In this year, you will bear that mark of touch not anywhere you go. In this year of more than enough, you will excel. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, you know, don't be afraid of excelling this year. It has been tagged a year of more than enough. Don't be afraid. Somebody will tell you, God gave me a car. I don't want the enemy to. The enemy will not do anything. The Bible says, he prepared a table before me. Who? He did not prepare it in presence of my friends. No. In the presence of my enemies. So as they are seeing it, they are doing what? They are getting hotter the more. In the presence of my enemies. In the presence of your enemies this year, God will give you a table more than enough. I said a table more than enough. That shall be your testimony. Everyone angry at your blessing. This very year, they ain't seen nothing. They ain't seen nothing. God will launch you into much more. Somebody's not believing it. They are not looking. They are not saying amen. That is how angels are already fixing it for every one of us. In the name of Jesus. You know, the weak, God is angry. Bible says 771 verse 7. God is angry with the wicked daily. So if you are buying things, you are possessing good. God is angry with the wicked daily. They just have to die. God will finish. Everyone wicked around you shall be finished. Everyone wicked around you shall be eliminated. Number 5, quickly. What keeps you in divine protection? Tithing and giving. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Quickly, media, please give me. Malachi 3, verse 10. Bring ye all the tithing to the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open unto you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be enough room to receive it. If you keep reading verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Somebody say devourer. That's divine protection. When you harvest and something else is eating it, that is not protection. But when you harvest and it is preserved from being destroyed, that is protection. He said, he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Some people are walking, but they can't see it. This year, the Lord will preserve the fruits of your hand. The Lord will preserve. But one key thing is tithing. Be faithful in your tithes, sir. Be faithful in your tithes, ma. God is ready to bless that little of yours. Be faithful. Be faithful. Don't some people tell you, God cannot calculate. Who gave you the brain to calculate in the first place? It's better for over you to overpay God. If you don't know the sum, pay 20% of it. You cannot. The Lord will give us wisdom. Don't play with your tithe. And you know something? I tell people, if you pay tithe in January now, because the message is still hot on tithe, and you don't pay in February, you can't still get the blessing still. If you pay NEPA lights in January, and you don't pay in February, don't pay in March, NEPA comes in April, what happens? Say, no. I paid in January. Okay? Oh boy, go sit down. Cut the lights. Put the wire. Carry it. Put it on your shoulder. Let's go. Straight off. Because you have not consistent. Consistency of your tithing is what gives you the blessing. Part of the blessing of tithing is protection. Divine protection. The Lord will divinely protect you. But you have to remain obedient. Tithing and giving. Psalm 41. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He shall be blessed. Quickly, verse 3. Upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. When you give to the poor, it's a way of being divinely protected. That thing helped a man called Job. You look at your neighbor. Somebody is in need. Don't close eye. Give. You're giving. It's not just benefit. Don't be satisfied in collecting. There's no blessing in collecting. No. There's a blessing in being a giver. Give. Somebody says, because I don't have. That little you have, give. God has seen what you have. Give. When you give to somebody, you are signing up for what? Divine protection. It's protecting you. is protecting you. Somebody is in need, genuine need. Give. Tell your neighbor, give. And as you give, God will bless you. The next one, number six, engage in the lifestyle of praise. Engage in the lifestyle of praise. God's presence is our natural covering. You can't carry God and the devil will remain in that situation. In Psalm 114, verse 3, it says, the sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. Why? Because of praise. Our senior pastor has shared this story with us a lot of times. There was a time he was traveling and the Lord led him to keep praise. And he was praising God. I think maybe from Ibano or maybe from Lagos. I can't remember again. But when he got to Ogbomosho, because he left a bit late because of the traffic, at around at Ogbomosho, yeah, he met the police checkpoint and they stopped him. But he was just led to tell the person that drove the car, don't stop, move on. And normally he does, if you know him well, if you travel with him, he does stop for checkpoints. But at this time, he just said, move on. And those people fired bullets on the car. He didn't know. To him, he said it sounded like sand. When he got back, I pick up the key to use the same vehicle out. When I saw it, and when I came out of the house to see the car, I screamed. I counted it. There were 7 bullet holes around the car. And they were in strategic places, close to the tire, close to the tank, close to the back where he was sitting at the back mirror. Places. You don't need one bullet for it to kill a man. This one was 7, big. The mechanic that came to take the car the following day to go fix it, the police took the car and pounded it in the station. They couldn't move. They said it must have been a stolen vehicle. They must have used it to go rob. But God preserved him because he engaged in praise. If you are a God praiser, you can't die chicken. You can't die like a chicken. Tell me about you can't die like a chicken. You can't die like a chicken. Number 7, salvation or new birth. Salvation or new birth. New birth brings you under divine protection. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away. All things are new. You know something? When you are a new creature, you are no longer permitted to behave in the old way. He didn't say anyone that comes to church. It's anyone that comes to Christ. When you come to Christ and you remain there, then you enjoy the benefit of covering. So many politicians are spending heavily to get protected. Ah, so many. So many rituals. So many heavy security. But you and I, there's one we have on a platter of gold. So cheap. So cheap. What is required of you is just what salvation. When you are saved, you cannot die cheaply. When you remain in Christ, you can't die like a chicken. We have been taught tonight, use your mouth, especially when you know that you are a believer that has not given in to sin. You can't die like a chicken. Tell anybody, I can't die like a chicken. You can't die like a chicken. When the prodigal son left his father, he was stripped naked, exposed to all manner of evil. But when he returned with dignity. He was restored. Protection was restored. Tonight, anyone that may have been exposed, you are restored in the name of Jesus. I say you are restored in the name of Jesus. Brethren, I've come to tell you tonight, having listed all that we have said, one thing is sure. If you don't have salvation, you are not a benefactor of this divine protection.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.